You're so jealous of Beto right now.
No, I'm not.
But look, I've got.
I'm going to text Beto that you're jealous of him.
I've got a total bunch of followers. If you want to be on my Instagram, just pay me.
Not really.
I'm going to send him a voice message. Actually,
what are you going to say?
You'll hear it.
Hold on, let me hear it. Hey, Beto, I'm doing super cross talk with Mason in Ireland and Cappy over here. Mason is super jealous that you are a golf influencer now. Just letting you know.
Go, Beto.
That's it, man.
That's it. You 360 Matty Beto.
Abbreviation.
It is delivered.
It is delivered.
Now,
I'm appropriating
Manolo's appropriation.
Correct. Yeah. Now, when did Beto actually start golfing? Do you golf?
I don't. He does.
Kaplan, do you golf?
Of course, Kaplan golfs. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But I've been off. Listen, John, I've been in like a semi-retirement for a while.
Oh, really? Hang around me for a while. I'll get you going.
You'd be pretty disappointed. I mean, the guys at Mountain Gate are like, where are you?
I'll get you going. Golf is the greatest, especially when the weather's like this. When the weather's like this, it's awesome.
Well, right now, it was a little hot over the weekend, I thought. Like now, today is like a perfect
day. I play super early. So like when I tee off.
Doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, when I tee off, it's like 70.
Mason is like in his third dream.
What's the word that you use? Slug-a-bed?
Slug-a-bed is an actual word.
Slug-a-bed is an actual word. Somebody who is lazy and stays in bed too long in the morning.
Right.
John,
so
you play every day? Slug-a-bed.
You eat in bed.
I try and play three times a week.
You eat in bed, and then you also stay in bed till like 10 in the morning.
Correct. I do. There is nothing.
You don't feel like that's wasting the day?
Oh, no. God, I could never.
It's like you're in bed. You put on Stephen A. yelling at people. You drink a little coffee.
This morning it was Patrick Beverly yelling at people.
It was great. But
it was awesome.
So I'm with you, Mace. If I didn't have small children who get up very early, I wouldn't stay. 10's a little too much, but I feel like 8:30 is like the perfect wake-up time. Because then I can wake up, so then at 9 I can watch Stephen A. yell at me, and I'm not as like freaked out about it. Like I'm up for half an hour first.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
So I got like a pregame to Stephen A.
Stephen A. comes on at 9 for me, right?
Yeah,
so 8:30, little warm-up, then Stephen A.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ready to roll.
Are you guys watching Better Call Saul?
No.
No.
I'm up to speed. Now, there's a new episode tonight.
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think it's been fantastic.
I had nothing last night. I was thinking to myself, wait a second, there's no winning time.
Yeah, that's right.
So, the Lakers, I missed it. Yeah.
You know, today, Cap, is the actual day that Magic Johnson, May 16th, dropped 42 on the Sixers and won the title. So last week's winning time, today's the anniversary of that.
This is not the same day, though, that Mary Lou, whoever, lost her virginity.
Did you ever hear that story before?
I had heard of it. I heard that she has that recall where she can tell you every day of every year, like what day of the week it was, what she ate, the whole thing. Thing is, we don't really have any way of really knowing if what she's saying is...
But why would she make it up?
No, she wouldn't. But I mean, still, it's hard to fact check, you know?
Why are you attacking Mary Lou Henner?
Oh, I'm not attacking.
I enjoyed that very much. It was a very nice bit, and it was very funny, and now you're going after Mary Lou Henner.
What happened to Mary Lou Henner? Let me ask you a question.
She has the ability to tell you what she was doing on any day, exactly what she was doing and where she was.
Like Sean McVay, basically?
Yeah, for 30 years back.
I know every day last week. Ask me last week.
What'd you do last Wednesday?
Slept in.
ate dinner in bed.
Played with my computer
on the toilet. You know.
Yeah, really?
Right. Those are the things I did.
Yeah, ate in bed.
Mockery. Just mockery.
Mace, I was surprised earlier. You had what I call the line of the day.
Oh, really?
But I wasn't sure.
That could be a whole bit. Morales can create like an open
line
forum.
We can get it sponsored.
Well, it's time for the line of the day.
But if it happened on our show, Morales would hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, on your show, it would be great.
Take it away, Mace.
Yeah.
So what was this line of the day?
It was during, I'm trying to remember exactly how you said it, but something along the lines of pigs. You can see them any night in any bar.
Drunken pigs, during Game of Games, you can see him any night in any bar. Yeah.
One of the Uber fans.
Drunken pigs, you can see him any night in any bar.
True. Pigs can become alcoholics.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
And you never actually detailed how they become alcoholics.
I don't know how.
Fermented fruit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's what it is, because they eat a lot of fruit, and when they put it, you know, they have like the slop,
right, and it ferments a little bit, and so the pigs become drunken.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's.
I actually really loved the game today. I loved it. Ireland, it was a good thing you weren't playing and you were running the game. Otherwise, you probably would have crushed.
But he would have crushed it.
There was the whole story about can wild cats smell the cologne obsession?
Calvin Klein's obsession. Yeah. That one was true.
And Mace, I thought for sure there was a line in there after what you said about pigs in bars. I thought there was a whole line in there about cougars coming after guys wearing obsessions.
Like, there
you go. Right, you're right. That's called the missed line of the day. Also right. sponsored.
Hey, yeah. So George, you heard what Patrick Beverly said this morning. And I thought Patrick Beverly got himself a network TV job by how he handled himself this morning.
He was very entertaining.
He had that ability.
I agree. I text one of the big time producers at ESPN Bristol this morning. And I'll just read what I wrote. He called me back. So I wrote to him. Hold on. Just want to read it here. Pat Bev was great. He's a media star. And he called me back within 2 seconds to talk about what a great
appearance. Okay, so here's an example of what Patrick Beverly said this morning when they were asking about Chris Paul. Phoenix laid a gigantic egg last night.
Oh, yeah.
One of the biggest eggs in the history of the playoffs. And Pat Beverly pulled no punches when he was on this morning in Bristol. Here's what he said.
True. He's not lying about
that. CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. Everybody
can't guard
that.
Anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
It's just y'all don't want to accept it.
Chris Paul is a cone.
So Patrick Beverly went on all morning about it. Now, George, on the show you're on frequently, NBA Today.
Yeah, Matt Barnes.
At Patrick Beverly. Here's what Matt Barnes said.
Chris Paul is obviously going to take a lot of the blame. As Ramona said, and as Chris knows, he didn't play well from games 3-7. He played terrible, and he'll tell you that. But what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverly earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, as part of the media, we have a job to be critical. But I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverly did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverly's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked because he was way out of pocket.
Whoa.
George, what do you think?
So I love all of this, okay?
Right.
It was another conversation I had with someone in Bristol.
I love the Matt Barnes coming back at Pat Bev. It's also great.
Now, I know that people in Bristol get freaked out about this stuff, the ESPN on ESPN. Now, Pat Beverly doesn't work at ESPN, so it's not ESPN on ESPN crime, per se.
Guesting today.
But they get testy about this stuff. They don't want the stuff to go like back and forth amongst colleagues. But he's not a colleague. He just happened to be a guest, to Mason's point. I love it. This is the type of stuff you want if you're ESPN, in my estimation.
It's very TNT.
You want the contentious nature of them going back and forth. And now I can't wait to hear what Pat has to say the next time he's on anywhere.
Right, right.
So I think it's brilliant. I think it makes all the sense.
Is it disrespectful, though? It is.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
But
here's where
he's right and here's where he's wrong.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is not a cone. That's exaggerated. I talked about this on Friday when Clinton was filling in for Cappy. Clinton asked me, why is it that Chris Paul is playing so poorly? And I said, they're making him work on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Which means, and they're putting, you know, going back to the Pelicans series, they're putting the best defenders on him as kind of like the head of the snake. So that's already tiring enough. And then Luka, who's 6'7", 265 pounds, is being guarded by a 5'11 guy who weighs 185 pounds. Like, that's going to tire you out at some point. And Chris Paul already has issues being worn down in a regular season into a playoffs. So this just made matters worse. So that's really the issue. It's not that he's not good at defending, although he's getting older, but they are wearing him down, and they wore him down.
Cap, do you find yourself agreeing more with Matt Barnes or more with Pat Beverly?
Oh, with Pat Beverly. And by the way, it really wasn't about whether or not he's a cone or he's capable of defending or not. I just like that Pat Beverly shows up and goes, all right, look, I got the stage. They're putting me on with Stephen A. They're putting me on with Greeny. Okay, they're giving me the stage. It's not like the guy dressed up and went, you know, hey, I really got to do a professional job here. The guy's wearing a golf shirt, you know, and he's leaned back and he's kicking back. And what I thought today, George, why you said your text, you know, why he's going to be a star is not purely just because of him saying something that could be perceived as disrespectful. How about the fact that he got right back up into Stephen A's face? Most people get intimidated when Stephen A has them on as a guest. Here's a guy who's a ball player who's like, yo, you think you know, but you don't know. I'm, to use your line, I'm in the league.
He's back on First Take tomorrow, by the way. And I think what makes J.J. Redick and Pat Bev great on First Take is that neither of them are afraid of Stephen A. They both go at Stephen A all the time. And look, I just think this. Cappy just wishes he could do what Pat Bev did.
Right. But yeah,
unlike a big stage,
but
like
it means Craig, more right, coming from right, a guy who's that, on the court.
Right. That's it doesn't mean as much from Cappy.
No, I mean, no. But hey, wait a second here. Hold on.
Yeah, Cappy.
Wait a second.
Although, you're I'll tell you what, league. You're kind of the cone of the Sedano and Cap show.
Oh, get out of here.
You are kind of like a cone.
Get out of here, cone.
You know, that was Mason's nickname in the, when he was in the Long Beach Grand Prix. Yeah. They called him the human pylon because all the other celebrities just raced
around. Did you just
the cars
race around you?
Friggin' Alfonso
who beat
Ribeiro.
You? Oh, did you beef with Alfonso Ribeiro?
Oh, no. He beefed with everybody because he used to kick win that ass, thing. Mason. And Mason just wanted to stay in the race.
Ribeiro
which he did.
Was such a jerk to deal
really?
With personally. I actually had to say to one of the instructors, you know what? Keep him off my ass because I am so pissed off. I was so... He was like up in my face telling me how to drive. I'm like, I've got driving expert guys to do that. Yeah. I don't need the guy from Funny Videos to tell me how to drive.
Wow, look at you. As opposed to him saying, well, maybe the guy from Sports Talk Radio needs more lessons.
Well, and now I think the pandemic kneecapped the celebrity race.
No, they got rid of the celebrity race.
Down in Long Beach.
Yeah, I was always very jealous of the fact that you did that, and it's always been on my bucket list. Like, freaking Mason did that.
It's like the coolest thing. It was a life highlight. Yeah.
Cappy did a whole road trip from Boise. 14 hours.
You drove from
Cannonball
Boise?
Run? Yeah.
Total cannonball run.
Yeah.
Now, who's going to Boise? One of your kids?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, so I
what's
flew
she studying
there.
Up there?
Is she at Boise State?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's she studying?
She's studying
communications?
Psychology. No, psychology. I don't,
yeah, what good is that?
No good. Horrible. And I tell her, I'm like, what are you doing?
Just major in coding.
Right.
Everybody wants to do coding now.
Coding or just major in business. That's all.
Yeah.
Just understand how to run a spreadsheet. That's all.
What would you tell your kid to major in right now, Sedano?
Well, my 8-year-old, she loves coding. She goes to like coding classes. To me, like super smart.
No way, for real?
That's what we were just talking
about. Yeah,
she's been doing it for like almost 2 years.
Yeah.
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 She knows how to build like games. They're easy games, but she knows how to build games.
May have a job for her, George.
Yeah?
Oh yeah, another app?
No, not another app. Well, no, I don't need Sided 2.
Still Sided?
Yeah, yeah.
Still Sided, but we are. But you know what? We may be looking for a new coder here all of a sudden. We need a full stack developer. Sounds like she's ready to go.
Hold on, Mason is really laughing at that one.
Sided 2 Electric Boogaloo is awesome.
Awesome. I have been doing this crosstalks with you for like 7 years now, and that might be the best reaction I've ever gotten.
That was a great line. That was a great line.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. So tomorrow we got Joe Madden with us from the Angels coming up.
Wow,
next for
you got a guest?
Yeah,
dude, we have Ohtani tomorrow.
Bergman, what happened to you?
We have Ohtani tomorrow.
He's slipping. He's slipping.
So
You know what I love? The best line of your show today when I was driving in? Mini boss.
Mini boss.
Oh, yeah. Love mini boss. Like a mini bar.
You know when you're like in a video game in like Mario Brothers and like, you know, there's like 10 levels? He's like level 1 boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, you got to get mini through boss. Me to get to the big boss.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Sedano and Cappy coming up next for you, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bumping on bing. Do da da ding. Bing ba da bing. Ba ding 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 ding. Ba da da da.
You know, that music starts to play, George, and then all of a sudden, like, it comes out of me. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens. Me sitting here 30 seconds ago, like, twiddling my thumbs, you know, thinking about something else, and then the music hits. Ba ding on bump. Let's do this.
Let's I mean, go. Coming out of you like when you eat something bad and then it comes out of you, or like what the different kind of come
just,
out of
I know, it's just like this burst of energy, man.
Ah,
you know?
I see.
It's like the curtain opens, the stage, I come running out on stage, there's 20,000 people going absolutely insane, and I just bump, 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 bump.
There's only like 3 people in here. I don't know what you're talking about, 20,000 people. 4, I'm sorry. I see someone back there. Josh
the way
is
I
back
see
there
it,
too,
George. So. It's just the way I see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why? How the hell do you not understand scheduling is my question to you.
That is an inaccurate description of what took place earlier today.
Okay, Lindsay?
Well, what do you mean by inaccurate, Cap?
I mean, I asked you early this morning, did you know the schedule this week? And I was unaware that we were going to be airing the Eastern Conference Finals. Thought we were just going to air the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I said, to which I said, why would we only air the Western Conference Finals?
To which I said, because I think that people who are Laker fans probably care a lot more about the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, you think so?
I disagree. I think that Laker fans have a real rooted interest in the Eastern Conference Finals this year.
Yeah, they're watching the Celtics.
Yeah.
Simply because of the Celtics.
They don't. Let me tell you something. There is not one person who wears the purple and gold that wants wants the Celtics. Forget about getting to, they don't want them to get to the finals, let alone actually get to the finals and win. Like, they don't want them there. So right now, every Laker fan should be like, you know what? Pat Riley's a Laker. We should be rooting for the Heat because we don't want the Celtics to even get to the finals right now. And God forbid they beat the Heat and get to the finals. Then they really have an interesting conundrum on their hands because, you know, it's you can sit here and say, you can kind of twist yourself into a pretzel and say, oh, Pat Riley is a Laker. Of course we can root for the Heat. But if it's the Warriors or even the Mavericks, like, I think you picked the lesser of two evils there, and you're still rooting for whoever's playing the Celtics in that spot.
Well, it's going to be either the Mavericks, you know. Listen, it's going to be them or Golden State. It's one or the other. So be prepared.
Well, no, they can lose to Miami.
Yeah. But I'm saying somebody's going to come out of the West. One of those two teams
right.
is going to come out of the West and
right,
have a
but
shot.
It doesn't matter if the Heat come out and beat the Celtics, then Laker fans are happy.
Then it's all over. But anyway, the point is that I didn't know that we were airing the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well,
I thought
but
we were
but
only
have
airing
the text,
the Western Conference.
So Lindsay has shown me the text here.
Let me hear.
Where you're saying, there's a pregame show at 5, so the question is, are we on 4 to 5 on Wednesday and Friday? And she said, waiting on Greg to send the official schedule, but we aren't taking the network pregame, so likely 4 to 5:30 Wednesday and Friday. ECF games start at 5 p.m. WCF games start at 5:30 p.m. And then your response right after that. What does ECF stand for?
Eastern Conference Finals?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And then WCF?
Wrestling?
No.
Western Conference Finals?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And then your response, after she literally wrote ECF games start at 5 p.m. and WCF games start at 5:30 p.m., do we air Eastern Conference and Western Conference? Literally, after she wrote that. Like, I'm not even making this up.
True, but I want to say one thing. Sometimes when you receive a text and somebody hits you with a text, okay, it's not a text. I'm hitting you with a bam, bam.
Like a 1-2?
Right.
Like in a boxing match, like a jab, like punch, you know, like something like that?
Right.
Like a combination?
And sometimes what happens is the first text gets hidden by the second text. So I didn't see the first text waiting on Greg, blah, 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 4-5. Listen. Hold on a second.
Wait a second. Even if you only saw the second text here, though, okay? Like, let's look at this, okay? Even if you only saw the second text says ECF game start at 5 p.m.
Right, and I was confused that we were going to air the Eastern Conference Finals, so that was just getting confirmation. Do we air Eastern Conference and Western Conference? And she says, reread my last text.
Right,
now, hold on. Now, wait a second.
Let me ask you a question.
I just want to say you've created a much bigger issue here this afternoon. I want you to know this now.
I have.
100%.
Yeah. We've done a hell of a good job promoting the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals on this station.
We sure have. But I'm going to tell you something, George. When we text as a group and everybody's in, the whole mishbucha is in on the group text, to me, that is on the record texting.
Well, no, she just showed me now so I could see the conversation that we were having.
Well, she clearly talked to Chris about it earlier. Now, there's a violation of trust.
I didn't even talk to Morales today.
Come on.
I told him. I texted him. I said, you got to get in on this right now. Like, you got to create the open about this.
It could be a serious violation of trust here, you know.
Well, no, what happened, Cap, was I was talking to Sedano when these texts occurred. And so that's how it happened. And then I was like, oh, you know how Cap does that thing where you say something and then he literally asks you the same question immediately after you say that?
Yes, I'm very familiar with that, actually.
Yeah, and you I was like, he just did that. And then I sent him the text because I was like, this is so funny. And he's like, oh, that's great. That's, you know, typical Cap. We got to, you know, he didn't even say anything about Morales, but he's like, we need to talk about this
on
the show.
Well, let me tell you something.
So it's nothing,
I believe,
nothing malicious, Cap.
Okay, well, I just want to know. I mean, listen, there's an on-the-record texting group and then there's a private texting group, I believe.
I believe that anything you want off the record, you better do it on a phone call.
Okay, well, or you have to say off the record. New rules, new rules, new rules. This is not on the record. This is just a question. Do
I mean,
air
but
the
then
Eastern
you're
going to
take everything off
Conference?
The record, and what are we going to have fun with?
Yeah, that might be true, too.
Yeah.
That might be true, too.
So anyway, now I would ask Taylor, but he's like a Sacramento Kings fan, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for remembering.
Yeah. Yeah, so like this is kind of a tough spot. Like, are you even, like, happy that Mike Brown is going to be your coach? Like, I thought he should have been – he might have been fired, actually, before he even coached a game the other day.
Sacramento gets a new coach every year, push so that. I'm kind of used to it.
I guess that's fair, too.
Yeah.
That is
try
true.
Him out for a while.
Do,
welcome aboard, by the way.
Trade a lot of coaches in and out.
I've only actually talked to him. I've never actually seen him face-to-face.
What do you think?
Not bad. I got to be honest. You're a handsome kid.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
George, I'm glad you're saying this because earlier today I was out walking the dog a little bit, and it reminded me that Laura told us that she was going to work the early show today.
Yeah.
With Travis and Slee. And she's like, well, Taylor's going to be in. And I didn't want to say it out loud until you just did, so now I'm happy to. I'm like, I don't think I know Taylor.
Yeah. Do you know Cap?
I mean, I've spoken to him like this before, but that's pretty much it.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you not remember not you know speaking to him, Cap?
Yeah, no. But I mean, like, we don't know each other. Like,
right, we don't.
I mean, he's like the one last guy at the radio station that over the last
two and a
half
years.
Oh, I don't
know about the one
years,
last guy. I feel like there's probably more people here that you don't
know. I don't know, man. I feel
come
like
on
you know,
in, Cap.
We've gotten everybody.
I mean, listen, don't feel bad. Mason doesn't know people, and he's been here for 20 years.
That's true.
I mean, Mason could not if I put a lineup of people from the back of this office, like just in front of him, and I asked him to name their names, there is no chance he would get any of them.
Think he knows who, like, Tommy is?
He knows Tommy.
That's, he knows who Carlo is?
Tommy is a management person. Carlo is pseudo-management, I believe, as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Pseudo-management.
Right. He's like Greg, though. You know, like mini-boss.
Like mini-boss,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Like a mini-bar, yeah. Mini-boss, right.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, so I think there's that. But, yeah, like, so don't feel bad about that. That's totally, again, Mason's been here forever and he doesn't know.
Taylor, what's going on, dog? How are you today?
I'm doing well. They didn't ask Laura on Travis and Slee this morning, so you can ask Taylor if you want. Find out more.
Yeah.
Steal their bit.
I mean, it's not our thing, though. We already have full of Cap that we're trying to execute. It's
right.
I mean, they have Factor Cap, which is kind of ridiculous. We have Cap. Why are they using Cap?
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you guys, actually, because you're part of the show.
They beat you to it.
Yeah, they did. Smart move by them. All right, so let me ask you a quick question here, Cappy.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you not understand about our schedule now? Just real quick before we move on.
So now here's what I know. We're on today, full show 4 to 7.
Yep.
Tomorrow, though, shortened show, Eastern Conference Finals, on the air till 5:30.
Correct. I will be on the road doing the show with you.
Which, oh, okay, great. You and me together. I was hearing rumors that Beto Duran, the golf influencer, was filling
there in. May be days one, because I'm doing the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. So when you listen to the games here on 710 ESPN, on the West games, you will hear me as the sideline reporter.
So you're going from radio show right into game broadcast.
Well, on those days, it may be more challenging. It just depends on my responsibilities. But you will probably do the show with someone else those days. And I will just jump on when I'm ready up until the game broadcast.
Okay, very good. Wednesday, though, 4 to 6, because that's the Western Conference Finals game one.
Correct.
So we'll lead
so
you
tomorrow,
right up until
it'll be you and me till 5:30. And then we'll throw it over to hopefully the Heat beating those crappy, stinky Celtics.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
This whole next 2 weeks, the motto of this show should be one thing. Do you know what that is?
Well, the way you've been starting off today, talking about the Celtics and knowing the championship history of the Celtics and our Lakers, who couldn't even make it to the play-in this year, I have a strong suspicion of where you're headed.
The motto of this show for the next 2 weeks while the Eastern Conference Finals are going on are simply this: bleep Boston.
Bleep Boston.
Oh, yeah. Janet. When was the first time you saw Janet Jackson?
You mean like the first time I ever really saw her or the first time I saw her in concert?
No, first time you ever saw her anywhere, on a screen or whatever.
I feel like the first time was on Good Times.
Yep, Penny from Good Times.
Yeah, right. And then what was the other show? Oh, man, Willis and Arnold. What you talking about?
Different Strokes.
Yeah, Different Strokes.
She was on there. I think she was probably there first, and then she ended up getting a recurring role on Good Times.
Oh, really?
I believe that was the case. I could be wrong about that, but yeah.
No, you're right. They talked about it on her documentary, which was really, really good.
Yeah, because she was little on, much smaller, I believe, on Different Strokes. Yeah.
I would have just thought that Good Times preceded Different Strokes.
No. They're around the same time, the two shows. Yeah.
In the meantime, she's only 55 today, Janet Jackson. So Janet Jackson, back in those days of those shows, how old do you think she was? 12, 11, 12, 13 years old?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Like that young, yeah.
So I'm like probably 9, 10, 11 in that range, whatever, right. 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Right?
What were you doing during those times?
I was sitting there watching Janet thinking to myself, I want to be on that show. I want to be Arnold.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say what you're talking about, Willis.
Yeah.
You know, that's me. Or I wanted to say, Dynamite. I mean, any of those guys. Yeah. J.J. Walker, you know?
Yeah.
So, the fact that Janet Jackson has been like part of our lives for the last, call it, 45 years?
Easily, yeah.
And she's only 55.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, people have literally, there are a lot of people like that, but not a lot, but a decent number of people that have just grown up in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sports is that way too, for that matter. I mean, there's probably a lot of guys. I mean, may he rest in peace. Kobe grew up in front of everyone here in Los Angeles. He was 17, 18 years old when he got here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess if we're really thinking about it like that, I mean, LeBron has literally grown up.
Oh, in front of the public eye. Yeah. I mean, he was in high school when we saw him playing.
20 years.
Right, on ESPN. So, like, he was in high school playing games. Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's hard. Tiger Woods, there's a lot of those guys, you know, and if Serena and Venus Williams, there's a lot of people that, not a lot, again, I hate doing that, so I shouldn't say that, because it's actually
millions.
An exclusive club.
Millions,
But there's a handful or more, or a dozen, or whatever you want to say, of athletes particularly that have done that. And for me, like, the most impressive thing about whether it's LeBron or, you know, Tiger, you know, obviously Tiger's had his issues, but I'm saying, like, Serena, LeBron, right, like Venus, you know, for the most part, I mean, what's the worst thing LeBron's ever done? You know,
what a career. I mean, right, to live this life.
The decision, is that
years?
The worst thing people viewed with LeBron?
Like, I think it is.
I mean, well, you, of course, definitely.
Yeah, but that's just a sports thing.
He hasn't done anything. Like, you never hear about him doing anything scandalous. Yeah. Or
Serena either, for that matter. You know?
But the scandalous part is what made Tiger more human than ever before. Same with a guy like Lance Armstrong, you know?
Fair.
I mean, these guys were like untouchables in their sport for a long time. Yeah. But once they had real human problems, they became humanized.
Yeah. Look, you know, Alex Rodriguez was one of those guys. We knew him when he was in high school, too. He was the first high school athlete to get $1 million, right, when he was drafted. And, you know, he's had his ups and downs, to your point. And I feel like people like him more now than they ever did when he was, like, a player. Because when he was a player, people really disliked him. I mean, now it's more like half and half. But, I mean, I think there's plenty of people that are like, oh, A-Rod, kind of interesting, you know, and fun. And
I think the fact that A-Rod is now a big TV star tells you that for all the question marks you may have had about him during his playing career, he has long persevered over any of those sorts of things.
Now, let me ask you a question. He fell asleep at that Suns game. And by the way, I don't blame him, because that thing was a complete unmitigated disaster.
Come on. Just explain this to me, Mr. I'm in the league and you're not in the league. You mean to tell me in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semis, the Celtics are going to beat the Bucks 109-81, and in the Western Conference, the Mavericks are going to blow out the Suns by... Come on, two
blowouts
in Game
7s? Let me explain something to you. I mean, that happens sometimes. Game 7s are weird. Hence why they don't happen all that often.
But I feel like they're usually like extremely competitive. I've never seen such a blowout in a Game 7.
Two of them.
Not like that. No, I've seen blowouts, but not like the one in Phoenix. That one is somewhat. I mean, the worst. I actually have the numbers here. The worst Game 7 blowouts. If you give me a minute, I can find it, because I had it a second ago. Hold on,
dude. Your Googling skills and your the ability to Google while simultaneously like just chat a little bit enough. Multitasking, impressive. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I do all right on that.
I know, and that's why when you guys tell me to Google stuff, you're like, just Google it. I'm like, no, it was a good idea. Somebody else can Google.
Worst Game 7 losses in NBA history. I'm going to go back in chronological order, okay? St. Louis Bombers to the Philadelphia Warriors by 39 in 1948. The Suns to the Lakers, a 35-point game. Suns lost to the Lakers by 35 in 1970. That was the Jerry West team. Rockets to the Mavs by 40 in 2005. Lakers then lost to the Suns by 31 in 2006. That was the game Kobe
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Was not thrilled with the organization. If you recall, he didn't want to shoot in that particular game. Hawks and Celtics in 2008. Hawks lost to the Celtics by 34. That was the Celtics team that won the championship in 2008. And the Hornets to the Heat by 33 in 2016. Yesterday, they lost by 33. So they were the next team, and also by 33 points. So,
but just two blowouts in Game 7. Like, I actually made my Sunday. I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to really spend some time on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to get a little couch time in here and watch the Bucks and the Celtics, and then I'm going to watch the Mavericks and the Suns, and both of these games were sleepers. These are nap games.
Yeah, so my point is Alex Rodriguez falling asleep at the Phoenix game is not really all that surprising. Now, what I would add is this. Now, Lindsay asked me, I think, a very fair question about falling asleep at a game.
Yeah, I said, like, are you somebody who could fall asleep at a game?
It just depends.
I can fall asleep at a game. Easy.
It depends, okay? So if I've been, let's say, I've got to fly to a game and I'm flying across the country or something and I'm up at like dawn flying to get to this game and I had a bad night's sleep already and maybe I'm on a couple of nights of bad sleep. Maybe I've had too much to drink on a few of those nights. I'm not saying like this hasn't actually happened, but maybe it has happened.
I
didn't know if you were talking about yourself or A-Rod.
Maybe I've not fallen asleep, but I'm like, I can fall asleep if this game is this boring. Like, there's that. And if you're A-Rod, now you're on, you know, the PJ, flying across the country. You know what I mean?
Hanging out with his new girlfriend, too.
Yeah, he's got to deal with one of the jet companies.
Yeah, like NetJets or something like that, or one of those. Yeah. Right. So he's flying across the country on the PJ. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, he's being A-Rod. You know, he's doing gallivanting across the country, doing his thing. He's got business stuff to do, too. You know, he's got A-Rod Corp or whatever. So he gets to the game. You know, he's probably on a couple hours of sleep. Game's a snoozer, and he took a little snooze.
I just like the fact that he was caught, you know what I mean?
Because, yeah.
I mean, let's face it. There are a lot of other places that people could be pushing their cameras to, and they're like, hey, look, there's A-Rod. Oh, my God, wait a second. Is that A-Rod? Is he sleeping? Yeah, he's sleeping. This game sucks, man.
Yeah, but
this
I feel
is
like
boring.
An NBA game, they're so loud. Like,
they are loud.
Crazy
it is loud.
Loud. And yeah. even so much where, like, some of the places you feel like the floor vibrating, it's so loud. Like, I remember being a little kid and going to baseball games with my dad, where, like, he may have fallen asleep once or twice during an extra innings game, but that's baseball at nighttime, probably, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night. I just feel like it's kind of loud to be falling asleep at an NBA game.
Not easy. I mean, there's a lot of pyrotechnics and a lot of music.
Could you, Cap? Like, could you sleep with all that noise going on?
I believe I'm capable of literally sleeping anywhere. I think
I can
sleep
anywhere.
You're
one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. Like, I go on a plane and people are like, I can't sleep on a plane. I'm like, see ya. I'll see when we land.
I usually, like, deprive myself of sleep the night before so I can sleep on the plane.
No. Not me, man. I need to try to sleep. Like, I mean, granted, depending on the situation, I do it. Like, I just fly and I go where I gotta go. But I prefer to try to sleep well before I get on the plane.
Do you bring like a neck pillow and stuff, or you?
No,
you're
not one of those guys.
No neck pillow. Yeah. I know people walk around the airport; they got that neck pillow on. Have them.
They are game changers.
So I had one once for a while, but then it's like, where do I store it? Like, you know, it doesn't always fit in my backpack. Yeah. It's just like, you know,
it's like a total headache. But like, it is good though. I will say, whoever came up with the neck pillow,
great idea.
Pillow for flying. Yeah. It's really brilliant because, like, my problem is like, I put my head straight down, then my neck hurts or my left shoulder starts to really hurt. Like, if anybody really cares, I mean, about my left shoulder. But anyway, the point is, those neck pillows are brilliant.
Yeah, no, they are. But here's the thing. It's just like, again, I don't have that kind of, you know, I don't know. Look, I'm like George Clooney in the movie Up in the Air.
Yeah, just gone.
Where I'm, like, packing super efficiently.
Yeah,
like, every square inch of my backpack
and
my suitcase my luggage is completely spoken for.
Right.
There
no
is
check,
not checking in.
Checking's for amateurs.
Out of here, okay?
Checking, like, is for amateurs. It's true.
Wait,
no
do you do you roll your clothes? Because I do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because I did that in Disney, and my brother-in-law was like, who taught you how to pack like that? And I was like, oh, TikTok. And that's what he said, because he's in the Army. Yeah. And he's like, oh, you know, that's an old Army trick. And I was like, it's very efficient. I could fit twice as much stuff in my suitcase by rolling it.
100%. So I'm going on the road for 12 days, perhaps, if these series go 7 games in the Western Conference. And
all right, I'd have to check a bag. I'm sorry. But at that point, 12 days, I got to check.
No.
You do laundry.
So I've got a, I bought like an, like a, what, I have like a suit Garmin bag, but it usually only fits like one or two suits. This one fits like 5. Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
Which really means I could fit like 6 or 7 if I really wanted to. Okay. So I got one of those things, right? And then, you know, that's fit some shoes too and whatnot or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got to mix and match. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for 12, I got 7 games potentially. So I want to, I'll probably bring like 4 or 5 jackets and then like, you know, a couple different colors of pants or whatever, mix and match.
We won't judge you, by the way, if we see you wear the same jacket, which is why if you wear a black jacket or a navy blue jacket, George, we won't know the difference. So take 2.
But wait, I was going to say, do you dress as fancy and as conscientious
yes,
for radio?
Yes, the reason is because when I do the post-game interview for radio, it's going to air on SportsCenter and all the digital properties.
Okay. Plus, you still got to look like a pro's pro. Just
correct.
Radio.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
You
I can't
show
just
up
go
in jeans and a t-shirt
well, no,
and a pair
that,
of sneakers.
But
you know?
I thought maybe you could repeat once or twice, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So because of that, I got to go. So I got that, and then I got my backpack, which I have here, which I will then pack with actual stuff. And then I've got 1 21-inch carry-on. And between that, that will get me through because I know how to pack efficiently.
Time out.
That is efficient. That's pretty damn good for 12 days if that were to happen. I mean, I went up to Boise, Idaho Friday night for just about 12 hours, and I had a backpack. And in that backpack, there's a pair of jeans, there's a hoodie, there's a puffy coat, there's a hat, there's a pair of socks, a pair of underpants.
I can live off 2 or 3 days just off a backpack.
Wait, do you have, what kind of suitcase do you have? Because that's also important. Do you have the hard luggage or soft?
It is, the one I got was soft.
Okay.
Yeah, because soft expands and contracts.
Well, I will say that I've always been like team soft luggage until I had really, really nice luggage because I use it a lot. I bought one of those Away suitcases.
Yeah.
It's the best invention ever.
What's
pricey.
What's an Away suitcase?
Well, it's a brand and they're like those hard-sided suitcases.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way that they make them and they have like these little zippers and packing cubes in them, it's amazing. And I fit so much stuff in that thing.
You know what's amazing too? We were just talking about A-Rod falling asleep at the Suns game. Now, did you see the Suns put out a statement?
About A-Rod falling asleep at their game?
No.
Oh, because I mean, could you imagine the PR department? They're like, hey, on behalf of the Suns, we're sorry that our game sucks so bad that A-Rod fell
close
asleep.
Close enough. They basically put out a PR statement because their team got beat so bad. Like, let me read this to you real quick. Hold on. I want to actually, you know what? I'm going to pull it up on my phone because it's going to be bigger. We're sorry for sucking.
It was so bad.
It was kind of like that. Yeah, it was a little bit like that.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, it was a little like that. Like, I'm stunned. This thing got sent in the last hour.
What's he doing there, by the way? Isn't he an owner of like the Minnesota Timberwolves?
He's a minority owner at the moment, yes. Mm-hmm. So today is a new day for the Phoenix Suns fans. The work on the next season is already underway. As employees, fans, partners, and PayPal six-man members of the Phoenix Suns, you should be proud of what you helped this team and our organization accomplish.
For three
straight seasons, we have been raising the bar on the expectations and the accomplishments that wouldn't have been possible without the credible support from the best fans in the NBA and some of who have been with us since the start in 1968. With greater success and expectations comes deeper disappointment. That's natural. Just know we all share in it, and our organization won't be satisfied until we bring home an NBA championship to the Valley. We're all in this together. We win together. We lose together. We fight together. And the only way we get better is together. Thank you for supporting us. And we look ahead to the start of a new chapter.
That's unbelievable. That is wild that they put out a statement. First of all, to do it in under 24 hours, that's dumb. Okay? Like the wounds are still open. Okay? You don't need to pour any salt in it. But number two, to have this like apologetic-y kind of tone, like, hey, we're all in this thing together, everybody. No, you guys went out yesterday, and in game 7, you laid a complete egg. And we feel like we're actually going backwards now rather than going forwards based on the results of last year versus this year. That is bizarre to me. Gosh, who sat around and wrote that all day?
Somebody in their PR staff. So
National Piercing Day.
Now, Lindsay hates this song. I actually kind of like it.
I love this song.
Reminds me of like my childhood.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was probably like 5 or 6 years old when this song came out. So I remember like my brothers and sisters playing the song a ton when I was little.
Dude, I remember the video and loving this song. I don't really know why. I guess it was the scratchy voice.
Yeah.
What's the video like, Cap?
It's kind of like she's wearing like a long trench coat and she's kind of got this bluish lit background, which is kind of cool.
I need to look it up now.
Yeah. You know, take a look at it.
I found it very annoying because, you know, my mom listened to a lot of like the soft rock music, this exact type of music.
It's yacht rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'd call this yacht rock.
Kind of.
I don't know about that.
No, well, yacht rock is more like Toto, Africa.
Yeah, you're right there. But I feel like this song was on all the time on like soft rock 102. Yeah.
Although Toto Africa is a great jam. I don't care what
it is. It is a good song. Weezer redid it. It's really good.
I actually love yacht rock. I just love the genre now. I like that it's got its own name, and I love yacht rock bands.
Yeah.
Like yacht rock bands who all dress up like they're on a yacht or driving a yacht. I'm a yacht rock fan.
Speaking of piercing, though, when Chris mentioned that. So my 8-year-old, now I grew up in a Hispanic family, right? So in my, you know, in Hispanic cultures, I mean, they pierce kids' ears like when they're babies. Oh, you know what I mean? So I don't care because it's not me. So my wife, she's white. They didn't pierce her ears until she wanted to get them pierced, right? When she was older. So my daughter didn't have her ears pierced until recently. And it's like, or I think it's happening like in this week or something like that.
Well, happy birthday to Aria.
Happy birthday to Jillian.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. How about that? Our daughters celebrating birthdays on the same day, 12 years apart.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So it's so funny because like all my, when she was little though, all like the Cuban women in my family and, you know, not just Cuban women because there's a lot of women from a lot of different Hispanic backgrounds in my family, like, you know, from marriage and whatnot. They were all like, y los aretes, you know, like, and the earrings. And it's just like, nah, man, that's my wife's thing. Like, I'm not dealing with that. What are you asking me for? I don't care. I don't got an earring, so we're good.
Dude, my kids have been all earringed out. The thing is this, and my daughter came home the other day and she told me she got a couple of new ones. I'm like, where the hell do you have space on your ears for more earrings? I want to tell you something. I love nose rings. Okay, I don't know about how everybody else feels about a nose ring. I love a little hoop nose ring.
You know, I do have a hoop nose ring, right? You have seen me in person, Cap.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh,
I think
thanks.
It's great. And I really, really, really love a little teeny tiny diamond, like something super subtle that you can almost barely see. I love a nose ring.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I will tell you, George, I like a belly button ring, okay? Not on me, necessarily, or any of my guy friends.
No, you should get one. Can you get one for the show, just for the bit?
No, I'm not getting a belly button ring.
Wait a minute. I could actually pierce your belly button, Cap, because I was telling Sedano when
she
we
knows
were
how to pierce, yeah.
Yeah, I pierced my own belly button. I pierced, like, half of my friends, both my sister's belly buttons. I even pierced my own tongue when I was in high school.
Really?
Took that out after like a year because, you know, that's like a trashy thing. That was a weird trend. But, you know, nonetheless, I still did it.
Let me tell you the earrings I don't like. Guys who have those like big, long, circular earrings that when they eventually take them out, their earlobe is touching their shoulder. You know what I'm talking about?
Gauges.
What are they called?
Gauges.
Is that? I don't know if that's what they're called.
Yes, that's what they're called. Yes.
But when I see people wearing these things, I look at everybody. I'm like, what are you doing to your ears, man? Like, I love a nose ring. I love that my daughter's got their ears all pierced up and looking cool. It's those long earring thingies that you guys just said that when you take them out and your earlobe just hangs forever. Like, that to me, I don't like that. Mm.
Do you like Michael Jordan's hoop earring?
Sure. I like Michael Jordan's hoop. I can go with that. I had an earring. Did you ever have an earring, George?
I did not, no.
Never in your life, never
you
one time.
You had an earring, Cap?
No. Oh, Cap definitely had an earring.
Of course I did. It was like the late 80s.
Can you send a picture, please?
I don't think I can.
Come on, I want to see.
There's got to be a picture somewhere.
I don't know.
Yes.
It was the late 80s.
Okay.
With the point.
What do we got to do to get you to pierce your belly button, though? Like, what needs to happen?
I don't know. Probably a lot of tequila mandala, I'll tell you that right now.
Another bottle? I can make that happen.
No,
it doesn't
not
hurt
another
that
bottle.
Bad.
It's going to... I probably need one.
Piercing my ears hurt worse.
How about like two bottles of tequila mandala?
No, I don't want the bottles, George. I'm saying I'm going to have to consume the
mandala. No, I know, but that's fine. But I'll give you those two.
Listen, belly button rings are sexy on girls, not on me.
Why not?
I know a guy who has his belly button pierced.
Yeah, and?
He also has a sun tattoo around his belly button.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a thing for a minute.
Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah.
We could play that song while you get, you can get a sunshine tattoo on your belly button.
That's a good jam.
Yeah.
I'm just not into any of the piercings that are outside of like earrings and nose rings. I mean, I'm not into the other belly button, but like any sort of like, you know, lower region.
Does Rachel have a belly button ring?
No, she doesn't. Oh. She doesn't. It's unfortunate.
No, maybe unfortunate.
Maybe I should get her one.
I was going to say, have you asked her if she like, hey, you should get one?
Yeah.
I haven't asked her that.
Yeah.
She'd probably look at me and go, yeah, if I were 21, I'd get one.
They're back in style again.
They are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're hot. I'm telling you right now, they're hot. If you got the right belly button, a belly button ring is sexy. AF.
I feel like I could pick out, based on like some of, just knowing you for however long I've known you, I feel like I could pick out like your exact idea of like what you think is like so hot on a woman. Okay. I feel like I could like nail that.
Okay,
like,
go ahead, do it right now.
I mean, like, I need to think of somebody famous, like a famous comparison.
Okay, take your time and come back to us on that. All right, real quick. So, Cap.
Yeah.
Bleep Boston is our motto for the next 2 weeks, right? So here's the thing. Everyone is on this Boston bandwagon. It really is pretty, I always forget, right? Like, because everyone just assumes that it's just like Bill Simmons. Like, you know, he's like the most famous Celtics fan, right, in media. And you forget there's a lot of Celtics people in sports media, like a lot of them. Now, first of all, I mean, if you go way back, obviously, there used to be a ton of the old school, right? Bob Ryan, Jackie McMullen, all my colleagues and friends and I like. But, you know, they were the kind of the original iteration of the Boston media. But there's a lot of like sneaky Boston media in the NBA media. So it's like you kind of forget and you start to see it now as all these series predictions start to come out and it's like overwhelmingly like Boston. You forget because much like the Lakers on this side of the country, there's a lot of Celtics fans because much like the Lakers, there was a lot of winning being done in Boston. Now, most of that was done before I was born and you were born, but nonetheless, there was a lot of winning and tradition, let's call it. But it is funny to see, but I think that everyone should be on board with whatever it takes, whoever it is, just root against the Celtics right now.
Are all these Boston media types that you're referencing, are they all as annoying as Boston fans are?
No, I mean...
They're less annoying.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, no.
Because there's a level of professionalism
correct,
to their annoying,
correct,
annoyingness.
Correct. Yeah, correct. And by the way, I think that all those people are also willing to rip their team too, right? Like maybe Boston fans are as well. I mean, you know, they're pretty mean to their team too. But it's like this weird kind of relationship where it's like they get real loud when they're there. But meanwhile, these two teams have represented the Eastern Conference more than anyone in the conference finals over the last, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, whatever it's been. And I you know, in the conference finals, Boston has never won in this particular matchup. Now, they have the more talented players at the top. But I don't know if they win this series. Like, I'm not picking them to win this series.
Well, I mean, but everybody knows where you're from.
No, but I would tell you this. If it would have been Milwaukee, I would have picked Milwaukee to beat the Heat, especially because I would have thought Chris Middleton would have been healthy.
Well, I'm all in on the Heat right now. And listen, it's because I root against everything Boston. I became a much bigger Tom Brady fan when he went to Tampa than when he was with the Patriots.
Yeah.
I am not a Bruins fan, a Celtics fan, a Patriots fan, a Red Sox fan. And mostly, if you've ever been to the Boston airport, when you leave and you're going through security in Boston, they have to remind you how many championships they've won in every sport. It's like that one last little slap to everybody leaving that city who's not from there. Like, look at all these right here. World Series, NBA, NHL, right here. All of them. And so I'm not a Boston fan for anything. So I want to see the Celtics lose, and I want to see the Heat win.
So again, what is the motto this week, Cap?
Bleep Boston.